This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and they say quality over quantity, unless it's these titties, in which it's both.
Hey. I'm Brandy Posey, and eat, pray, guillotine.
Yeah.
I'm Tess Barker, and oh, for the love of God, let kids be kids. Stop banning books and flavored vapes.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite lady.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Oh my God, It's time this weekend. Our big no slumber party. It's happening. Countdown.
It's time.
I'm so excited.
I am so excited. I'm scared. I'm excited. I'm all of the emotions.
All of the Saved by the Bell emotions.
Yeah, from Saved by the Bell. We're doing it Sunday the 25th to Monday the 26th of June, noon to noon. We are staying up all night, live streaming for our patrons. We're going to get crazy. We have a lot of fun activities planned. We have a lot of fun guests planned. We're going to be doing choreo. We've just got lots of shit going down. So go to patreon.com/ladytolady. Sign up now. Make sure you don't miss it. And you can chat with us during it and just get involved.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be fun to tell. Come on out. We got all sorts of fun stuff on there too, you know.
Yeah, plus we've got all amazing shit you can listen to. Back catalogs. I've been definitely listening to podcasts lately where I run out, and it's like so nice when I realize that there's older seasons I haven't listened to yet. Mm-hmm. Got so many old bonus episodes for you to listen to.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
The Lady to Lady Reserve.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Reserve Collection.
Yes.
Our Fancy Jam Collection. I don't know why that's...
Oh, wait, that's Preserve.
Yeah. Yes. Preserve. It's a
preserved. Yeah.
Yeah. I prefer a preserve to a jelly. So, you know.
I honestly don't know the difference.
What's the difference? Yeah.
I think jelly is just, there's no like chunks of fruit in it. Preserve feels like that.
Yeah, preserve's
adds,
like more seedy or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like seedier better as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, the Welch's like grape jelly growing up, it's just like a weird gelatinous.
Yeah.
It feels closer to a cranberry on Thanksgiving.
Definitely.
To a preserve.
Yes.
I do kind of want to try a cranberry and peanut butter sandwich now, though. Now I'm interested.
I mean, that would probably be pretty good, actually.
I would.
Okay. Well, there's just something else we'll do in the summer.
We'll do that at the sleepover. Perfect.
You know what's so weird is I've been thinking about that the thing where you put a bunch of stuff into the blender and just do whatever. Yeah. And then they did it.
On Succession.
We talked about it and they did it on the last episode of Succession where they, and I never heard it be called a meal fit for a king, which is such a great name for that. But they call it a meal fit for a king and they make that milkshake. And I was like, oh my God, I've been talking about this lately. And then I saw it on the show. So weird. Anyway,
who
knows?
You tapped into something. Yeah. I thought the same thing. I was like, whoa.
Well, I basically wrote the last episode of Succession.
Yeah, so, pretty much.
You know.
Pretty much.
Thank y'all.
anything else we want to shout out, y'all?
Next picture this in Los Angeles, July 2nd. Come on out, baby.
Hell
yeah. You know where to find all the info.
Fuck yeah.
And I will be in Reno and Tahoe doing shows the end of July. Mm-hmm. So come and see me there. That's going to be a good time. I'm excited.
Hell yeah.
This episode was a good time.
Oh my God.
I loved this.
So
Tessa, it was really beautiful watching like your friendship also. I mean, like we're all friends with her now too, but like really watching your friendship grow is really a treat.
You'll hear all about it. We just, this guest, you know, we just met the other day at Pilates, and you get to hear our friendship begin on this podcast at work. So I decided to have her. She's a comedian, actress, writer. She's a host of the beauty comedy podcast, Natch Butte. She's absolutely hilarious on her podcast. She talks to people like Jonathan Finesse and Lauren Lapkus about their beauty regimens. We had a great conversation with Jackie Johnson.
Oh my God. Let's just jump in and hang out with our guest, Jackie Johnson. Hi.
Hi.
Coming to us from a gallery wall. A true gallery wall.
I love that. I feel like the gallery wall was really a coup for maximalists.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you like plan it out before you did it? Because like some people do the tape where they like plan it out on the floor first. Did you do
that? So I am a mess, and I thought that I had great taste, and I thought that furnishing a home would be fun and easy. And then I quickly realized after I bought an ugly rug that was not the right proportion of the room and a couch that also didn't really work, I said, I don't know what I'm doing. And so I hired someone, and let me tell you something, you get what you pay for. My friend who helped me design my studio, she said, put everything on the floor first. Mm-hmm. Lay it out on the floor, move it around, see how you like it, take a photo, and then put it on the wall.
Damn.
So I did that, and then I sent it to her to make sure she approved. But I've been adding things throughout the year without her consent, and I'm sure she would have some notes, but...
No, I mean, you gotta keep, you know...
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't have the patience for that method, so I just... There's a lot of holes being hidden back here.
Yeah. That's good too, though.
Because I'm just like, I'm just going for it. I'm not doing the laying it on the ground or measuring.
That was my old method.
Yeah.
That was my old method. And it worked great. It worked great.
Yeah, I'm so lazy. I will kind of just like, if I move into a place and there's already a nail there, then I'm like, well, that's where the picture goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, that
I don't think
sense.
That's being lazy. That's being resourceful.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You're honoring the history of the picture placement.
Exactly. And you can just think of that person before you as the one that also got, they hired a decorator. So you're just, you know, getting a free decorator, kind of.
Exactly. Ooh.
Yeah, I do think like home decor is something that I think, and like I like my place, but it's something that I think like we all are like, oh, I've got a knack for this, and then when I try to actually do it, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like,
yeah, it's because I played The Sims for so long, and it was so easy. If you hated your carpet, you hit a button, but it turns out it's a lot harder to rip carpet up than a button. Sims really wronged me in that regard.
So many regards.
Wait, is Sims the one where you built roller coasters, or is that a different, like, similar?
That was Roller Coaster Tycoon. Sims was just, like, being a person. You build a house, and, like, you can make a family, and, you know, stuff, and you have, like, a job. It was just,
and
like,
you could shop, right? The women be shopping in Sims?
Oh, yeah, honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had to earn money.
So many
to
hairstyles.
Get, yeah, to, if you'd have to buy that, you know, specific... new carpet you
hairstyle
wanted
yeah
hairstyle. I actually tried to play recently because it is a game I really loved when I was younger, and like me and my best friend, we were roommates in like our freshman dorm, and we would like play it, and we would name people we like hated and then put them in a room with only ovens, so it would like burn. This is terrifying. Our high school drama teacher, I'm just gonna say, he had a puppet in the yeah, we had a little doll for him in there. And so you could do things where they would just be like on fire, or you would give them no bathroom so they would have to pee.
Is that you can work through some of the darker sides of your personality. Like my favorite way to kill them was you put them in a pool, you let them dive into the pool, they're like, oh my God, I have a pool, and then you remove the ladder.
Yes.
And they literally are just swimming around being like, how do I get out? And then they slowly get tired and they like go, I'm like, it's really fucked up but cathartic.
It's just something, thank God. I'm like, oh no, someone else needs to have done this, but yes.
Everyone did that. Yeah, yeah. Everyone had. Yeah. But I did love to buy. You buy a cheap chair and you put it in front of a cheap fireplace, and it would set the house on fire. And then you erase the doors, and then they can't run.
Wow, I had no idea these
Tess
kind of
is terrified.
States were involved. A little bit, you guys. A little bit, but I think you're right. It's probably healthy. And like, how many times did I sit there watching men play Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Not taking part in the destruction. So I just think this sounds like more creative Grand Theft Auto.
Basically. Yeah,
I think so. And it's holding an eye.
You also could flourish. I really got joy from my Sims having great social lives and careers and having families. Yeah, and that was really...
It wasn't all destruction. Yeah. Most of it was, you know, trying to find a joyous, peaceful life. But
and you could fuck in the bed.
I was going to ask. They can. What happens when you fuck?
It gives you a little blur thing and you kind of see, like...
They take their clothes off and it blurs and they get under the covers and they go, row, row. And like they scurry under the covers. It's really entertaining.
Wow. The noises. But there was also a code you could put in where where it would show them naked, which
it would remove the blurs.
Yeah, it would remove the blurs.
Whoa.
Which
okay, Babs, you're kinky. I didn't do that. Okay. She murders and unblurs. Okay.
Of course sometimes I was unblurring. I was an unblurring type. Yes.
How did you find the code, Babs? Isn't this pre-internet?
No, it was the early internet.
Early internet. Okay. Yeah,
probably, that feels like a chat room find. That feels very like Lone Wolf Tavern circa.
Yeah, this was definitely the same time of chat rooms. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm actually getting, you'll never believe this. I'm about to turn 40 and I think I'm having like a midlife crisis and I'm starting to get back into all my old stuff. I play The Sims. I have a game on my iPad, like an active game.
Hell yeah.
And I'm actually getting a Sims tattoo.
Whoa!
Oh my God, Jackie!
Y'all didn't know the web you weaved with that.
I had no idea the depth of the ladderless pool we were jumping into.
Yeah, I'm like a Sims stan. I'm like a simmer.
Wait, what is the tattoo?
Simmer down now. Simmer down.
Simmer down now. So to Babs's code, you would type, I think it was control, tab, shift, whatever. It would bring up a little like command center. Mm-hmm. And if you type in rosebud, it would give you 1,000 simoleons. So you would do it over and over again to get rich. So I'm getting the word rosebud tattooed, which is like the cheat money code for The Sims.
I kind of love
everyone
love
else
that.
Is going to think it's like that Citizen Kane.
Citizen
right?
Kane, yeah.
That's so awesome.
But it actually is because I think that's why it's the money code because it says, be careful what you use with this money. It won't buy you happiness. I think that's the whole point, which is why I'm getting it too.
Too many
like,
levels.
I know. It's like blowing your mind. But man. I think I'm so excited about it. I'm getting it anytime now. I just stopped breastfeeding. I was like waiting until I was done breastfeeding to do it. I have
I'm
a baby,
so
by the way. I'm not just
for you.
Breastfeeding
just
animals
kids
in my yard.
Off the MTA. Wow. This is also, you've tapped into my favorite kind of tattoo, which is a smart, stupid tattoo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nailed it. And that's so exciting to have one that you know you want and just be able to know that you're going to be able to pull that trigger soon.
Any minute now. I've been looking up artists. Because it's such a, like, I'm turning 40 tattoo.
Yeah, but I think it's like, great to embrace. I feel like we're all coming to that. It's like, I like the stupid shit I like, and it's great.
I think it'll just remind me of my youth forever.
Yeah.
It will. And that's what tattoos are for, is you always look young, no matter how old you are. If you have tattoos, you always look young.
Tess, you should see my tramp stamp that I got in 2003 that I've had removed. Okay. This is the ultimate redemption tattoo.
Jackie, I have a tramp stamp that's Charlie Chaplin as the tramp.
Okay, I was wondering what that was, because I saw a little of your tattoo once in Pilates class. And I remember being like, oh.
You have to see the full thing. It's an amazing tattoo.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. And like it has to, he's like leaning on the windows from my childhood home. But I know it confuses people in Pilates, and that's part of what I like about it.
Yes, it's mysterious. They're like, who's that tatted up chick in the cool outfit and in the cool matching set?
Oh, yeah, Tessa, what's Tess vibe at Pilates? Is it not?
Well, we have a meet cute. Mm-hmm. We have a total, we have like
we
a
really
total
do.
Meet cute. Yeah. I feel like we were in Pilates together for months.
Yeah.
And I did ask you about your set once because it was really cute.
Thank you. Yeah, I had just gotten it for my birthday. I went shopping with my mom. We went to Nordstrom.
So wholesome. And yeah, she had this great set on.
And Jackie was always like funny in Pilates, like the other tall, funny girl. And then... We were both, I think it was an 8 a.m. if I'm not wrong.
It was an early class. We couldn't get in. The door was locked. Tess saved everyone because we were all freezing. And
like, you guys, I work in this building. We don't have to wait outside. And they let us all
in. And I thought you were going to say, like, I work at the little candle shop next door. Like, I didn't know. You know, I was like, oh, where do you work? And you were like, oh, I do a podcast. And I was like, what podcast? And then we both, like, totally knew who each other were, but, like, didn't.
Right,
and
right.
We know all the same people. Like, it was just one of those things where it's like, until you know, you don't know.
Totally.
Exactly.
Especially
and then we got
comedy,
in trouble.
Yeah.
Our teacher was mad at us because we were all huddled around the wrong entrance.
Yeah, and we were just gabbing about podcasting.
Yeah.
And the other two women were like, we're paralegals. Like, what is this?
Yeah, the other two women, like, it started out like we were all on the same page. And then the other two women were just, like, smiling and nodding, yeah, watching us talk, like, all this inside baseball about podcasting.
They're trying to bond over, like, a fucking coffee cup or something.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But now here I am.
Here you are. I need to get some, like, workout sets because I only have, like, I am like a, you know, leggings and like an old t-shirt workout
person.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's me.
But like, I think I need to like invest in some cute ones that I like am excited about. You know what I mean? Because I am just always, it's just always that. I'm like, I need something I can be like, oh, this matches.
You want to show it off. You want to be like,
right.
Well, I want to take this out. I want to get this
ladies,
out of the town.
In my opinion, nothing is a better use of your money. I'm dead serious. Like, first of all, you put that shit on, you're going to look hot. I don't care if I have a 5 p.m. yoga or Pilates class. I'm wearing that starting 8 a.m.
Okay, yeah. Okay. You have an excuse
that's
to wear it all day.
That is a good
you have
call,
an excuse
actually.
To wear it all day. And it looks great running errands at Trader Joe's. Are you kidding? Am I coming to class? Am I coming from class? Who knows? I'm just a fucking
she's
hot chicken Trader Joe's.
Mysterious, honey.
Mysterious. The men love it. By the way, I can't tell you how horny most straight guys are for yoga clothes.
100%. Well, no, yeah. I can co-sign that. Yeah,
for sure. Oh, I mean, like, because there's a whole subset of Twitter where it's like conservative men being like, ban the yoga pants because they can't handle it. And it's very funny to me to be like, oh, you don't like sexy sweatpants? That's basically what a yoga pant is.
It's too much for them to see the whole
it's
butt.
It's too much, yeah.
They can't handle it.
Especially, yeah. I don't really know how I feel about the ones with the, what do you say, the ripple
ruching?
Asshole? Yeah, the
okay.
Ruching asshole.
That came
quite
in,
a bit.
that came into vogue like this year, right?
It's been like the last few years, yeah.
Yeah,
it's newer.
I believe pandemic. Yeah.
I need more support.
It does make your ass look great.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I've never tried it, but it just looks like sort of uncomfortable slash I'm not sure if it's serving its purpose.
You don't think it's enough support, Jackie?
Yeah, I need a thick pant.
Mm. Yeah,
And those have the kind of crinkly material. And I just feel like at this stage in my life, you know, I'm not going to Pilates as much as I was. I need a little bit more support. The ruching doesn't provide the same.
That makes sense.
Ass support.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I agree with you completely about the texture. It also feels like an uncomfortable texture. Like if I cross my legs, it's going to be like when two chalkboard erasers touch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But pun intended, I feel like it does make everyone's ass look just amazing.
Oh, yeah. All right, maybe I'll get it then.
Definitely. I mean, there were women posting videos of like putting those on and then their husbands would come home and like react to them because they're, you know, butt changers.
It's a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he'll lose. I'm going to have to get some.
Let's all get them.
Let's get a pair.
All right.
Okay.
Big Butt Tuesdays. I think that's, you know, that's the move. Have like one day a week where everyone just really bumps it up.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, you
wait,
guys.
Okay, so I never like take yoga or anything, right? But I had a yoga class the other day and there was a guy in it who, we had like cushions that people were using for part of it because it's also a sound bath. But there was one cushion folded on top of itself, and he sat on it the whole time. He never, like, laid it out. So every move he was doing had to be, like, he was scrunched up, basically. He couldn't do any move fully because he was, like, on top of, like, a thing, and it was bothering me so much. And he was in jeans and, like, a polo shirt.
Oh, man. Ooh, jeans in a yoga class is...
Should I wear that to Pilates test, my jeans?
I double dare you. But you also it to Lulu's class.
I've never taken Lulu.
You've never taken Lulu?
I know. I don't know why. Just schedule-wise, it isn't...
What's Lulu's deal?
Lulu.
What's Lulu's deal?
I fucking love Lulu's class so much, but it's by far the hardest class.
Okay, then no, I'm not going.
Okay.
I think the Monday girl is hard.
I love Monday girl. Yeah. But yeah. Tuesday girl, I miss our old Tuesday girl. She left.
I love Tuesday girl.
She's an amazing playlist, by the way. But yes. Lulu's class is so fucking hard. But you leave visibly buffer.
Okay.
And she's one of those teachers that's like so calm the whole time. So she's like killing you, but she's just like so chill.
That's why I like that place, is because all the instructors are so nice and they don't pick on you. And like if you're struggling, they just leave you over there to like struggle.
Exactly.
I love that. It's just like the calmest environment.
I like being left to struggle. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. This is already hard. Nothing, like, don't get up in my shit.
Don't call attention to me and adjust me. I don't need you to.
No, never adjust me. Don't ever adjust me. How dare you?
Thank you for saying that, because the yoga studio I go to, I don't like to be adjusted. My least favorite thing by far, and I really hate, is when they have you partner up with strangers. Like, I hate that.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I hate that. But I also don't like to be adjusted. But at this yoga studio, they ask you to like put out consent cards, which is nice if you're okay with being adjusted. Mm-hmm. And I don't care really enough to put out the no card.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's also kind of a lot of pressure. Yeah. To be like.
Yeah. I'm not like, whoa. Like, and really it can feel nice if they give you a little something. But then.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just kind of up in your grill. And it's like, I can't focus because you're too much up in my grill.
Right. Because then if. Yeah. Then if it's like, you're like, I consent. It's like, well, it doesn't mean I need you like 2 inches away from my face or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a lot. No, the strangers one is weird. It just gives you very, like, it's like, I don't even know. Like, I feel like we have to do an icebreaker or something. Like, this is very awkward.
What do you do? What, like, you grab each other's arms and, like, pull or something?
Yeah, shit
that's
like
what
that.
I'm imagining.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going there.
No. I hate it. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, that I actually will just go practice, like, handstands by myself because I'm not.
I like the idea of Tess just like in a corner, just being like, just angrily handstanding by herself. It's amazing.
Her great looking outfit, too.
Exactly. Of course.
That's why you get the outfit, so that while you pull shit like this, you look good.
Yeah.
I didn't want an outfit because I don't want anyone looking at me. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's, you want to feel fabulous, and it sounds like the outfit makes you feel fabulous, and then you do your best work. But for me, I like wearing like a dirty old shirt. Because I'm like, no one look at me. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just here to like try to get this ass a little toiter, and I don't need the spectacle, you know?
I get what you're saying for sure, but I feel like in Pilates, because it's such a small class, like you can't really hide.
Well, everyone's so hot in those classes. They're all 20 years old.
Yeah.
And just really tight bods.
Really tight bods.
And I come in 6 months postpartum with like milk dripping out of my tits. And I'm just like, oh God, what have I done? Like,
nah, bitch. You're fucking par for the hot Pilates course. When you were like, I just had a baby, I was like, fucking seriously?
Oh my God.
You're so ripped.
Oh my God. Well, it's from the classes.
So
were you a part of the challenge? Did you do the challenge? Okay, yeah, that's why. Because I don't listen. This is a little inside baseball. Once again, there was this challenge at the beginning of the year that it was 30 classes in 60 days or something, and I went all the time because I'm like, I put $500 down. I'm doing this. I'm too cheap to go.
Yeah,
and it worked. I went all the time.
I did too. I wish she would do it again. Like, yeah, it was so motivating.
That's
just
what
to get
I great. I love
cheapness.
Those carrots. Like our little brains are like, yes, please. Like,
exactly.
All I needed you to do is put the word challenge on here, and I'm in.
Yes.
I want a token. I want a prize of some kind. Right. I want to feel like I got an A at all times.
She was putting little stickers up next to our names, and I'm telling you, I would get wet looking at those stickers. I'm like, here we are, baby.
I will say, Jackie, not the first time we've heard of the challenge. Tess definitely did.
Yes. Hey, Tess, you're allowed to be proud, okay?
Thank you. It got us ripped in like two. It was like, I felt like we were like in fast motion videos. It was like every day we were just getting new muscles.
Yes.
It was like better than a spray tan.
Have you ever seen celebrities in your class?
No, have you?
Yes.
Can we find out who?
Can I put it in the chat?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've seen this person in the Tuesday class several times, and y'all can give clues.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to invade privacy, but y'all can give clues.
Okay.
Nepo baby.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Great eyebrows. I guess I'll give all the clues.
stars in a show that has very broad depictions of another country.
Okay. Yeah, I think that pretty much gives it away. Those three clues.
That gives it away. Wait, okay, Jackie. So you said you're getting a tattoo after you're done breastfeeding. Is there anything else you're waiting to do?
No,
or you're done. You finished.
I'm done. Oh, yeah, okay. I've done it. I've been doing Morpheus 8, which is like a face laser. I got my lips done.
Face lays, lips. Oh my God, ooh, your lips, they look great.
So good.
I'm like, you know, I'm like, I'm off the juice, baby. I have my body back. I can fuck with my body again.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. What a triumph.
Oh my God.
I like
God.
The idea of your like 24-pound baby just like eating whatever it eats now, being like, this is new.
Yeah.
Mom's face is new.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah. Everything's changing.
Everything's new when you're a baby.
Yeah.
He doesn't recognize me. I come back. I'm like, yes, hello, son.
I didn't think about that happening for like a kid. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Wait, did you have like, you're like really into like beauty. How do you find like your next laser treatment and things like that? Did you have this locked and loaded and ready to go or like?
I found an amazing dermatologist who I will give you her name, not on the air because I'm not trying to flood her shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm not trying to gatekeep. Okay, y'all can DM me if you want if you live in LA, but I have been working for years to find someone I trust.
Mm. Same.
I got you, girl. And I found this woman. I'm in the Pasadena Moms Facebook group. I'm just going
to
say, this is the
like
most unhinged.
It.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's unhinged in the best way. And I read a thread about, you know, doctors and things. And I just started looking them up. And I went and saw this doctor. And she's a goddess. And I just went and saw her. And she did a body check on me. And then she was like, I just did this. It's amazing. Morpheus 8. And so I said, okay, that's going to be my push gift to myself. So
it's like it's like a facial laser thing. Or
it's wacky. So it's I don't exactly understand. It shocks you like electric bolts. Like, and I did my neck and face, and when she shot my neck, I felt my arm like shoot up like a noodle, and I was like, "Is that normal?" And she goes, "Yeah, that's just part of the electric
just a reaction."
Yeah, it was a reaction,
Whoa, that's
and it
wild.
Hurts like a bitch. It hurts like a bitch.
Whoa.
But apparently. It snatches you up. So I've now done two of them. I have another one in a couple weeks.
Wow. Amazing. I can see Tess's.
Tess is intrigued.
This is good to know because, yeah, I'm so like not in on any of this. I never know like what's the best, you know what I mean? What the best method is to do anything. So I try to
avoid, I know I just said I got my lips on. I don't do any other stuff. Like I don't do injections or fillers or anything in my face. I'm trying to avoid that route. So I'm trying to just preserve. And Morpheus 8 is a favored treatment among the stars.
Oh.
And
I always
you
hear
know,
that, but I'm like, what is
how long does such
is
a thing last for when you get that shock? Is it like a
well
the shock
this
itself?
Is, the well, shock yeah. is instant, but yeah. apparently it takes 6 months for the treatment to show fully. So I'm just being a guinea pig for everyone and I'm willing to do that because all my friends are now texting me being like, okay, so do I need to do Morpheus? How are your results?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know yet. I paid a lot of money to just wait.
All right.
So we're going to see if in 6 months my son might not recognize me and then I'll know it worked.
That's the goal.
Yeah. That's the goal. That's
wow.
the goal.
I mean, I'm going to be watching this situation very closely. Yeah, because I'm really curious. I mean, so you don't do Botox? Okay.
every once in a while.
I'm but such like, a proponent
full,
of Botox.
Look, I have full range. Yeah. I mean, my lady is incredible. She's incredible.
I mean, but I do think, like, my sister and I always joke, we're like, are you sad or do you just need to go get Botox?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that nice. I think everyone should treat themselves to it.
Treat
it's
yourself.
A shot.
It's literally worth a shot.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. So many puns today, Tess.
I know. I've had too much coffee.
All right. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
I'm Jackie, the guest.
Ooh, the guest. Capital T, capital yes. G. We're going to play a game with you. It's called Business Questions.
Here's one. I love business.
Oh, good. Oh, good. This is perfect.
Ooh, and here's our theme song.
Business.
Please be advised.
Questions.
Business questions.
Are we moving the needle?
We've got some business.
Pull up a chair. Would you like some water?
Business questions.
Powerful.
Yeah, thank you. That's one
very
word
profesh-
for it.
Profesh.
Always take the water, even if you're not thirsty. That's my first business answer.
Oh, interesting.
It's a power move. It's a power move.
Yeah.
You mean, is it a power move? Or because you're not being like, I don't need anything. I'm fine.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Take the water.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I also think taking the water, like, I feel like if you get it all stressed, like, it does kind of dehydrate you a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's nice to wet your whistle. And it kind of gives you, like, something to do besides stress out or check your phone.
Yep.
And it gives you a second just to be like, before I answer that question, let me just have a sip. It gives
let me
just
wet my
beat.
Lips.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just don't miss your mouth. And that would be the only note.
Or choke
have.
On water, which I feel like I do half the time I take a sip of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to know. It's like, I still don't, after this many years on the earth, I still can't properly put fluid in my mouth. But you should,
I know.
Should hire me.
I know. Like, sometimes I don't know how to, like, get out of my own car. Do you guys know what I mean? Like, I'll hit my head getting out of my own car.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely. Like, I have to throw my leg over, and then I'm like half in, half out. And yeah.
I think that's mostly because I'm such like a, I have always have 15 things I'm bringing out with me at any time. So it's like, I have to gather all the items and then like,
we need
scurry
to get Babs
over.
A tote.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She's toteless.
Are you toteless, Babs?
Well, that's
you don't
the problem
have a giant tote?
Because I have my cards and my phone, I try to just bring my phone and my keys places because I don't like bringing a bag. So therefore, I'm always shuffling a bunch of things around.
You can roll like that, but inside of your giant tote. Like, so you got the small package in the big package.
It's not good. Because the giant tote, it's not good for me. It's a bad...
What about like a tasteful tote?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it for me, any of it will turns into a garbage, like the black hole.
Can I say what I do? Because I do the same thing. My wallet is my phone is my keys. It's just the two things.
Right.
But I just have a tote that's just in my passenger seat that like if I got to bring stuff in, that's my little like out of the car, whatever, into the house.
Right.
But I'm kind of just free balling the rest. Yeah, a transfer tote, I think, is like a good move.
Maybe the
tote.
CVS basket that I stole. This is a good.
Yeah.
That would be a good. Yeah, that would be a perfect transfer tote.
I can enable this.
I already have it.
I'm for it. I mean, I stole one from Nordstrom.
I am not.
So, like,
I am
there.
Not.
Yes.
You're but, using a CVS. No. We're too elegant to be using a CVS, a stolen CVS basket as a tote. Go down to Haley Solar. She has totes.
Oh, you think I don't have totes? Tote. Of course I have totes.
Oh.
I'm not you. I just don't use them.
All right.
Big plastic
well,
bin, though.
If you don't want the CVS tote, can I have it?
I should. That'd be like really funny if I tried to like sell it on Mercari or something.
No, you need to just bring it back, like casually go back into CVS with it on your arm, and you can drop it back off when you're done.
That's true. Yeah.
They'll release never know. Release it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love it.
Business question time. Jackie.
Yes.
Wait, I'm scrolling shit. Okay, here we go. Jackie, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a triple Scorpio.
Ooh,
I know.
Interesting.
Intense. And let's see, I grew up in Garland, Texas, a suburb of Dallas. And I've lived in LA for 17 years. Oh my God.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
That isn't. Have you lived here longer than you lived in Texas?
No, but
okay.
I think, I just hit a few days ago, my 17 year anniversary.
Wow.
That's insane.
I moved here with my red Mustang convertible full of clothes and drove up and I watched the finale of The OC. I think it was like season 3 or 4. And it was the end of, and I was like, oh my God, I'm in California and I'm watching the end of The OC. And like, my whole life is ahead of me and I'm going to be famous in like 2 years and it's going to be great.
Wow. Putting The OC stamp on it really gives you the time.
Really does. Like,
yeah, 06.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
I still really love that Phantom Planet song. Like,
oh yeah,
it hits. Song.
It hits. Yeah. The soundtrack is really good.
It really that was like such a good soap. I wrote a spec script of the OC in college.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I have long threatened to. I think I still have a hard copy. And I
can
might,
we please do a reading? And I can would I please like play Marissa.
You would like to be Marissa?
Yeah.
You got it.
Or
got it.
Do you know who the best character is? I just rewatched some of them. Julie Cooper.
Wait, oh, Julie Cooper? She's the like the
Marissa's
the,
mom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She is the best actor on the show.
Yeah.
She has the most fun story arc, and she's just so good. I just started rewatching again. I'm reliving my youth.
Whatever
and
it takes.
It's on, yeah. And it's been the first season slaps. It's just really good television.
I might need to rewatch that because I just rewatched Laguna Beach,
mm-hmm.
which felt real good.
Yeah.
It felt like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes.
Is Laguna Beach also scripted or is that
no, yes.
I mean, show? It's, I mean, a reality,
it's a reality
show, quote
show.
Unquote.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah, I never watched any of them. So I to me they were kind of the same. I didn't really know what was what.
Didn't Laguna Beach, it was like because the OC was so popular, they created
probably.
It.
Yeah. In the same way that we often may forget, the entire Housewives franchise was spawned of a parody of Desperate Housewives.
Wait,
so
really?
At that
the layers.
Yes. Hmm. Yes. Wait, that is the how they got the idea. So at the time, Desperate Housewives was the super popular TV show on ABC, right? And so reality TV was just starting to be a thing. And they were like, oh, what if we show you the real Housewives of Orange County?
Oh, wow. Mm. Wow. Wild.
And thus.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What a journey.
Wow. Evelyn Gore is like, look what I did.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. But those old school, like Laguna Beach is a fun watch because I think especially for people our age, because you're like, it comes back. Like you're like, oh my, like you could smell the CK1. Like it's like, oh, that Vulcan bag. Those Rocket Dog flip-flops. Like it all comes back.
Oh my God, Rocket Dog. I haven't thought about that for a while.
And Laguna Beach is also like gorgeously shot because it's like before they learned how to save money. So it's like just really beautiful, like sweeping shots of the, it's shot kind of like a movie.
All right. I might have to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's good to know. I love it. Jackie, can you tell me your biggest weakness and maybe your biggest strength?
Okay. I would say my core is really weak and, I need to go to Pilates more.
Okay.
My biggest strength. I went physical. I know you didn't put parameters on it, so.
Yeah. No, that's fine. It's open to interpretation. We're just taking notes.
The core was thrashed during birth, and I'm working on strengthening it. And I think my biggest strength is that I can recognize where I'm weak and work on it.
That's I think, the ideal answer to that question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This does kind of feel like a job interview. I'm glad I took the water.
So yeah, what happens? So when you have a baby, do they just, their hands just rip open your, like what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. They get their little nails and they just go.
See, I feel like it would strengthen your core. But it didn't?
No. So basically what happens is, you know, this is your body. I'm putting two hands up like a parallel here for those who can't see. And then the muscles in the front start to just get stretched.
Okay.
And then at some point they literally just split.
Whoa.
And same with your asshole muscles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So your sphincter is tight like this. And once you give birth, it goes like this. And just spreads. And then
I wish you
slowly
guys could
over
see
time.
Jackie's asshole face.
It's kind of like a roller coaster, like when you're the picture from a roller coaster.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Those awkward photos at the end when you look at them, and you're like, oh, look, my eyes are closed. Oh, whatever. Yeah.
Space Mountain full of assholes.
My Space Mountain asshole photo. Title of ep. But over time, postpartum, they slowly, in theory, go back.
Oh, okay.
Your body has to heal.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And there's
everything gets destroyed. The children destroy everything.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, it seems like a violent entry into the world. Is what seems to happen for all of us.
Yeah.
Where can I ask where your asshole's at now? Like what is the level is it still like, ah?
I think it's pretty much back, but it was a journey.
Okay.
I would describe it as sort of like we're describing with Babs when she was getting out of the car. Like mm-hmm. your hands, you think you have a firm grasp on all your items, you know, and then
yeah, right.
And then you're like, oh wait, I kind of can't hold all this stuff. It's kind of falling out of my hands.
And there's no tote bag for your asshole. Yeah.
There's no tote bag. No. Yeah, so
that's
it's
my
better.
Favorite country song. There's no tote bag for
your asshole.
Oh. Yeah, it's so, great interview.
You did it, okay. Though.
Well, in this very professional interview, I feel like we should ask you, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
That's a great question. All of a sudden, this became therapy.
you really think about that.
Well, hopefully my Morpheus 8 kicked in and I look snatched.
Yes, of course.
So I look snatched. I didn't have any more children.
Really? You think you're one and done?
One and done.
Oh, honey. It's been a journey. I don't know how anyone does this more than once. I truly don't. And then apparently you say that and then you forget how horrible it is and you do it again.
Yeah, you forget the heart. Like, which I think is, you know, normal. Like, we always, like,
right.
remember the best shit.
Well, they say that amnesia is built into the childbearing experience. Because if not, no one would have more than one. So,
damn.
I'm a triple Scorpio. I don't forget anything, okay?
Yeah,
if you fuck me over, honey, I'll remember you till the day I die. I'll remember your face. It'll flash through my head. Like, so I remember everything. Mm-hmm. And I don't plan on forgetting how horrendous that experience was. So I don't think I'm having another one. Sometimes I'm like, oh, it would be so cute to have them interact. And like, but I'm like, I can hardly do anything now. With just one.
Yeah.
So, and they're expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine these days. Like, it must be just insane. Yeah.
Diapers, everything.
Maybe that means I should have kids because I have a horrible memory. And I like, there are people who I'll be like, I know I don't like them, but I cannot remember why. And so maybe
I would have
a lot of kids. I'll forget about all the shittiest parts for sure. Okay, Jackie, what kind of work environment do you like best?
I like a collaborative, creative environment that is diverse in its critical thinking.
Ooh.
Nice.
I just dropped a few resume terms.
Thank you.
Should I ask ChatGPT to answer this for me? Because I'm kind of confused.
Yeah.
How do you feel about a Razor scooter in the office, though?
As long as you keep it away from me. Because that's asking for like a toe to get run over or the handlebars could knock over my matcha. You know, I don't just do it in the hallway.
That is true. I didn't think about in all the like cool offices. There's definitely some coffees getting knocked over with the
I would
toys.
Like segues in the office.
Oh,
yeah. That gives you authority.
Yes.
In a way.
That's how I enter all my meetings. I say, water, please.
To roll into an interview on a Segway would be the ultimate power move.
Oh, yeah.
Do they still make those?
Probably. I don't know.
Well, hoverboards kind of took it over a little bit.
Oh, right? I've busted my ass on those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Segways feel like a way lower barrier to entry, learning curve-wise. Like,
I've seen Segway tours. They do them on, like, Santa Monica Pier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess in Santa Monica they still have Segways. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good to know. If I get a
like
Jones.
Touristy places. Yeah.
I remember, like, in college, my college the security team on campus or whatever, all had Segways. Like, my senior year, like, that's when they became a thing, and we were all like, "What is this horrible future we're living in?"
I know, and just like the dorkiest looking things. So you're like, I'm not intimidated by this security officer on a Segway. You're like,
are you saying I shouldn't use my Segway at my meeting? Is that what y'all are saying?
If you're going to a meeting dork office.
Always. Hi, I'm here. I'm interviewing to be head dork.
Then yeah, totally. Make sure you got to wear your helmet, obviously.
Oh, always. Yeah, of course. Safety first.
Mm-hmm.
I wear one when I drive. Just got to be careful.
I mean, these drivers out there, you do. It is wild just driving anywhere and just seeing the vast majority of people just not looking at the road.
It's horrifying. It truly is.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me believe a little bit in like a human, like collective consciousness, though, because I'm like, nobody's looking at the road.
Everyone's
how are
like
we not hitting
kind
each
of
other?
A ballet, yeah, a delicate ballet.
Something is happening that we aren't aware of that is keeping us from constantly crashing into each other, I guess.
I'm ready for the self-driving cars. Really.
Oh, they scare me.
People scare me more. Like, you see so many people doing so much dumb shit, especially in this city.
Yeah,
like,
I think I would be more into the self-driving cars if it was, like, sort of like a kid's ride on Disneyland, which I guess is where it's, like, on a track and you're like, and then I guess that's a train, obviously. But
yeah,
but more small ones going everywhere, you know?
I remember, this is, like, a very high thought I think I had forever ago where I was just like, why didn't we just make cars out of rubber? Like, why did we choose metal? Like, why couldn't the outsides have just been,
I think,
like,
it'd be too heavy, right?
Then we'd be bouncing off each other. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that feels better than like crash crumble, though. I mean, I don't know.
Right. Why not make everything a bumper car?
Yeah. Yeah. What if every car was just a bumper car? It's fine.
That sounds good. I'm down. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely be too distracted by playing bumper cars to get anywhere.
Just wear your helmet, though, because that whiplash is real from bumper cars.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be really, you're just seeing people do bumper cars all the time and get out and like faking an injury.
Yeah.
All that would be happening.
I have a question for the room. Chiropractors.
I don't
real
know.
Real or what do we... What do we, there's a lot of misinformation. I don't know if they're a thing to involve yourself with or not, or what.
Are we all in a similar situation? Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't believe in them because two of my best friends from high school are physical therapists, and they don't think chiropractor, they aren't into chiropractor. Okay. Chiropractic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chiropracticity.
Chiropracticity.
Yes. Yeah.
So basically, like, I think it's like anything that a chiropractor can adjust, like, you could have a physical therapist adjust in a way that I think is a little bit more well informed.
Okay.
And might, That's my go to is like a physical therapist makes more sense.
Okay, cool. Gotcha.
I'm going to a chiropractor later. I think I'm addicted to mine, so I think I'm the wrong person to ask.
Oh, see, this is because you hear about this. I remember.
Yes.
Remember my dad in like 20 years ago being like, chiropractors, you get addicted. Like, and that phrase has always been in my brain my entire life.
But wait, like, but why? Because they just crack.
Yeah, what's
your back
addictive
in the right
about
way?
It?
Well, so I used to be anti-chiropractor, totally, fully, and then I got pregnant. And it's a wild ride, as we've established. There's a guy over here who he only adjusts pregnant and postpartum women. And it's a wild scene in there. Everybody's pregnant. There's women in labor in there. It's a whole scene.
Whoa.
And it takes 2 years for your spine to go back to how it was prior to being pregnant because, again, babies destroy you. And you have this hormone called elastin, and I believe you only get it when you're pregnant, and it just makes your whole body stretch, and it makes everything easier to be moved so that your hips can spread and the baby can come out. And as you're coming off of it, my back goes out of whack constantly, and it's hurting, and I go in there, and he'll just go, and like I go out, walk out, I'm like, I feel better. And then a few days later, I pick up my heavy-ass son, and I pull my back again, and I go back in there, and he fixes it. So I don't know what else to do. Tess, can I have your physical therapy friend's number?
Yeah, you can.
I
mean,
my back is jacked. I need help.
That does sound like that sounds good, though.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds nice. And I say that I'm anti as someone who hasn't been to a chiropractor. And, like, I love pretty much anything.
Yeah.
You know, like any
You're
procedure.
A treatment girly, I can tell. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're a treatment girly.
Yeah.
Well, there are scammer ones for sure. There are total scammer ones. And this guy, he charges a flat fee and he just does the same adjustments on everyone. It's very low key and he is not a scammer at all. Mm-hmm. And I need him bad. I called him earlier and I go, I need help, doc. And I think they're technically doctors because they have like a doctorate, but they're not medical doctors.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
It's like Ross Geller. It's like, I'm a doctor of paleontology.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Jill Biden. They're like Jill Biden.
Yes. Dr. Biden. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where I'm like I don't have an opinion because I haven't gone to one, you know. But
got it. Hey, if y'all's backs don't hurt, I am in awe of you. I'm in awe of all of you that you don't have pains in your body. That's incredible.
Well, we didn't make a person in our body this year.
Yeah.
I didn't make a person. Yeah. I do have big tits that I'm shocked aren't killing my back more, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. I just feel myself, my shoulders are just like so tight and the massages just don't get it out. And I'm always just like, is there like a thing? And I crack my neck constantly. So I'm just like, if somebody just like pulled my head out of my ass a little bit, would that help?
Oh, if you want to get your head pulled out of your ass, which I do recommend, because actually one of our listeners recommended to me because of like my terrible jaw clenching problems. She recommended a cranial sacral massage, which I got. And they do exactly that. They do pull your head out of your ass.
Ooh, okay.
It feels...
Color me intrigued.
So, and honestly, Jackie, you might like it too, because it's a lot of that same feeling of like just having your spine like super aligned. And
I need to do that.
It's nice. And she makes like really subtle kind of adjustments. And
I need that.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get that? You got it at a specific massage?
It was like a woman that had like a studio...
Is it nearby? Because I don't like driving.
It's in Mount Washington.
Okay, we love.
Yeah, and it's not. Yeah, it's nice.
We love a Northeast LA moment.
It's a Nila moment, and I chose her because like she has a dance back. I was reading her reviews, and she like has a dance background, and she's really into you know, like body healing and like the psychological reasons you're holding tension.
Oh, I need all of that.
I love that shit. Like, cause that's just not me at all. So when I'm like around somebody who is giving me that vibe, I'm like, thank you. Like, this is not me, but I really appreciate you thinking about this.
Let me absorb some of it.
I receive this.
Yes, I will take in the aura of this.
I'm calling her right after this.
Yeah, we're all gonna go get whatever kind of massage that was.
I'll trade you my cranial sacral for your derm.
Cranial sacral.
Done.
Okay, well, we got some numbers to swap. We'll BRB, everybody. Hey, everybody, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
I'm Jackie.
And it's time for Lady Problems. We need Lady Problems, actually. So if you've been sitting on one, now's the time to send it to us. Give us a phone call, 323-6BUT30. You can also email us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Yeah, and also they can be light. It doesn't need to be like, you know, it can be like something real dumb. Like, well,
yeah.
Yeah.
How do you pick the right tomato at the grocery store?
There you go. Boom.
Yeah. Somebody help me.
And I'll say, don't
you grab the first one that you see.
Yeah.
Easy.
All right. Here's our theme song.
Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them?
I love the energy of y'all's... Oh, sorry.
Please.
I didn't know there was an echo. I love the vibe of all of y'all's songs. They're like the ones on my show. It's like little brother playing with logic vibes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep,
exactly. That's what we're going for sure.
Here's a preset. Let's just feel it.
I love that. I do the same thing on Attribute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Casio chic.
Yes.
All right. So this one's written in. She says, "Hi, ladies. I became a mom in October 2022 to the cutest little boy that I would absolutely lay in front of a train for. My lady problem centers around the issues I have around mom culture. When I was on maternity leave, I attempted to get into mom groups only to have a really hard time feeling welcome. These women can just be downright mean. For example, I have lupus and went off meds while pregnant, which made my pregnancy hell, so I went right back on them after giving birth, which unfortunately meant I could not breastfeed. When I shared this with one of the moms in the group, she jokingly said I would have been made into hamburger if I was a cow." Oh my God.
What a psychopath.
What? "I left a very high control religion, and when I left, I lost a lot of community and have had a hard time finding a community. I thought becoming a mom, I might find one again, but it's been just as toxic as the religion I left. I don't really feel like I fit in anywhere. I feel like I relate to child-free people more as I try my hardest to make sure I don't make motherhood my entire personality. I know you answer this question a lot, but how do I find people when you're going through huge life transitions? Thanks." Well, Jackie, you're a mom, so this is up to you.
I mean, I really understand all of that, and it's being a mom is so isolating. This has been the most isolating year of my life, and I totally understand now the whole vibe of it and how difficult it is to make friends now, and you don't relate anymore to your childless friends just because they don't really get what you're going through. And they will someday. But it's really hard. I honestly think whoever wrote this, can you DM me and we can be friends? Because I just had this conversation with my therapist a few days ago. I was like, I feel like I need new best friends. Like, where do I post about that? Do I like put an ad up somewhere? Like, I don't know. It's just everything is different now. But if that mom was judging you, that's definitely not who you want to be friends with. There's a lot that the only solace I have found is that I was put on a text chain with 12 other moms who all gave birth within the same month as me. And we just text all day long about everything, very personal. How's your asshole feeling today? Like, whatever. And it's really hard to find them. So join the Pasadena Moms group, listener. I'll find you in there. Yes, wherever you are, just find that group, get in there.
Have you like joined any other mom groups or anything where you felt like because I know there's a lot of that stuff, but I'm sure it is hard to find the right like niche.
Yeah, I haven't done that and I want to, but you know, time. Energy, and it's been hard. I'm starting a summer music class with my son. And I'm like, that'll be fun. Maybe I'll find some friends there. I don't know. Like, it's a really And the listener is still in the first year. Mm-hmm. Everyone says the first year is really, really hard. And it's because you're just transitioning to this new way of life.
Yeah.
And you're reminded everywhere you look that things are different, that they're never going to be the same again. And I'm almost a year out. And I'm thinking, okay, on June 14th, is everything going to magically get easier a year in? Like, I'm waiting. I'm like looking at the clock. I don't know. But it's just really hard. I feel for you. And DM me and I'll be your friend. Yeah, that's all I gotta say.
I like the idea of like classes with like other moms and kids and stuff, like just trying, you know, trying that kind of thing, being out in the world. I mean, I guess like what her baby is, what, 3, 2, 6 months old? No, what time?
Sorry, yeah, six, seven, or 7 months,
yeah,
6 or 7 months
old right now.
Yeah,
she can be out in like public with it and shit now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't. This is how little I know.
you can pretty much take them out.
Yeah, yeah. They can leave the house at any age. Yeah.
Small babies sometimes, and you're like, that baby should not be out yet.
Yeah,
well, that's a second time mom. They're way chiller.
Yeah.
I like didn't want anyone near my baby. Once you've had one, you're like, oh, just strap it on my back, put a Ziploc bag on it, just put it in my, you know, you're more chill.
I mean, yeah, I definitely fuck the mom who said this weird hamburger thing.
Yeah, like, that mom is a no.
Yeah, this was no, fuck these people. They are not your people. And I'm glad you realize that and don't put yourself through being around people like that. Like,
yes.
You don't deserve that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, like, is there anything to just trying, maybe this is like a naive idea, but just trying to not even try to find other mom friends and just do things? Do you have time to do things for yourself in your first year? Like, can she?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. No. No.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Just well, because, I mean, yeah. just something that's not so centered around this identity of motherhood.
Well, that's yeah. also super hard. And it's because the baby is so consuming of everything. I mean, I cut his nails. I put him in his clothes. I feed him. I wipe him down after he eats. Like, I do everything for this person. And I'm like, when he goes to bed, I pull my phone out and look at pictures of him. I'm like, oh my God, I am that lady. And I used to make fun of my friends behind their backs about how much they were like, they never shut up about their kid. And like, yeah. now I'm that mom. Like, it's just, the first year is just so consuming and crazy and hard. And
yeah,
it's just, I wish I had some good advice, but I'm going through the same thing right now. And it's really, if anybody judges you for your choices, then they've got their own work to do. It's yeah. rough out there, mommies. It's rough out there. And breastfeeding is no joke. It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. It's yeah. not easy.
Yeah, I think like the number one thing here is to try to be really easy on yourself. And
yes.
Like,
yes.
It doesn't... And honor wherever you're at. Yeah. Honor all the feelings you're having. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like honor that it's gonna, it probably is maybe gonna take you a second to find, you know, people who you feel comfortable around and your mom friends, but you will.
Yes.
And like, it, you know, I think I have heard that that's a common experience. The first year is extremely hard in every aspect. And then it does get easier because you are able to come into your own autonomy mm-hmm. more as mm-hmm. they become like a little person more, you know. So like it is gonna get easier, but just like, stay true to yourself and like try to do self-care, even if that still involves being a mom. You know, you might not be able to get away as much as you want, but practice that self-care and that you're at least protecting yourself from like that weird shit that they were giving off, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also suggest like if you're not in therapy, try to find a therapist because you left a very high control religion. And oh, I would yeah. imagine that's a very trapped feeling where like, I mean, religion is also just like, it's not about the self, it's about giving to everybody else. So I imagine there are going to be aspects of being a mom, especially in this first year, that are kind of triggering with that.
Right.
So like,
sure.
if you can find somebody just to talk to and just be like, hey, I'm having weird shit around this. Cause like, that's also a lot to process just in general too. Like that's, you know, there's a lot. So, I mean, I mean, everybody should be in therapy, but I think like you're going through a major, major life transition and just having somebody that can also maybe just help you with some of that would be really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
And like it is really so temporary too. Like, I don't know if this is the exact analogy, but it's kind of like in college when like you, like college was hard. Like you had to do finals and you just did Adderall and didn't, or whatever, like killed yourself for 2 weeks and don't sleep and like,
you got to do
it. You know, live off top ramen and whatever, and you turn in your paper, and then it's summer break. Like, you're in the finals part.
Yeah, yeah. You're
like, you're in the shit. The hard, you're in the really weeds part. Right now. Yeah, and, like, that is not forever. Like, ultimately, like, a couple years of your life, think of all the other parts of your life that have just been a few years and how fast those things have actually gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, yeah. I mean, you know, we say, like, try to take a class. And it sounds like you're trying to find people. I would, you know, if you have like very specific interests, a lot of times there are mom groups involved with those specific interests. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I know that there's, for example, My Favorite Murder, you know, they have yeah, yeah. mom groups that people uh-huh. have. So like stuff like that, you can find actual mom groups that are fans of the things that you're fans of too. And that can help be like a connective issue. And I think
maybe there's a lupus moms people. Group.
There probably yeah. is. There, mm-hmm. I'm sure there is. Yeah, yeah, you should find that. Like, yeah, find people who you know have kind of been through, you know, the same stuff. And I think that just knowing you're not alone is a huge part of it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. And I think it's like, because like mom culture, I think has like the rise of like the Instagram mom and everything has created a very toxic thing of like, this is how you do it and it's perfect. Mm-hmm. But I do think there has been a lot that has come out in like opposition to that too. Like, I know there's like, I mean, what, there's like One Bad Mother. I know there's like other podcasts about just like how you're not going to be perfect as a yeah. mom and the reality of it. And if you're not like, maybe listening to stuff like trying to find those kind of shows just to be like, okay, yeah, I'm not crazy. It's okay that like my kid had like poop on his right hand for an hour and I didn't see it or whatever. Like, or, I don't know what happened.
I love Brandy keeps me like, this is kids?
Is that a baby?
It's like the 40-year-old virgin describing boobs.
Yeah, it's just like your baby's a bag of sand, right?
Hey, don't waste the brain cells on something that you don't need to know about, because it's so stupid how much I know about pregnancy and birth, and I'll never need that information again. You know, like, I could have learned a language. I could have done something with myself.
Yeah, but you got this. We love you, and yeah, Jackie's your new DM BFF, Jackie. So. Yeah.
And your baby's cute as hell. That's a cute ass little baby you sent over.
So cute.
Aw, little cutie.
Yeah.
Jackie, this has been so much fun.
This has been so much fun. I can't even believe it's over.
I know. That went so fast. I'm so glad we had our meet cute.
Like I said, I need new friends. Can I just stay? Can I just stay on the Zoom?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
I don't have a baby. I've got two cats, but... That's it.
Yeah. I have an old dog.
Me too. I have an old dog.
I have an old dog too.
Yeah.
See, that's common ground. We can start there.
Yeah. You guys want to talk about glucosamine?
Yeah, my dog's on heart pills and
mine too.
Yeah,
CBD. That's fine. Yeah, everything.
Yep.
Well, where can the listener find you?
So I'm on the gram. Jackie Michelle Johnson, and if you like podcasts, I have a podcast called Natribute, and it's a beauty comedy podcast, and I'm not actively putting out new episodes right now, but honey, there's a back catalog, a ton of eps for you to listen to, and I did a new show called Jackie's Hole, a pilot, and that's on the Natribute feed, so go check that out if you want to hear it, and I'm just around, so come hang out.
Hell
yeah.
Thanks, Jackie. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Ladies, I'm calling in response to your latest episode, Cake Babe. And if I'm understanding Tess's definition correctly, I have been a cake babe when I worked as a teacher at a Montessori school. And the way we did it is... Everyone did move in a circle, but we just wrote numbers on the ground. And then when the music stopped, if your number was picked, you got to win a cake. And it was a huge fundraising event for us every year. So it was dozens and dozens of cakes. And being the cake babe definitely involved, you know, kind of selling the event and drawing in a crowd. And it was super fun. And then a quick side note to Lauren about ankle socks. That's also a reference. Check out Target's selection. They have some really fun, adorable, and actually relatively comfortable. I wear them all the time at work, but really cute ankle socks with fun designs. Thank you for all the work that you put into your amazing podcast. You are fabulous. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Thanks, ladies. Bye.
Hey, my name's Heidi. This is my second time calling, but I was drunk the last time, so. But the episode I listened to yesterday with, is it Lauren Vino? You guys were talking about watching infomercials and the Home Shopping Network, and I feel so seen because that's what I do in the evening. I work at a desk all day in IT, so the last thing I'm going to do is sit on the couch and just stare at another screen. So I listen to podcasts. And I will put either Home Shopping Network or QVC on the TV, and I will leave it on mute. And that's how I get some of my shopping done and how I unwind in the evening. So I'm so glad I'm not the only one. All right. Bye, ladies. Love you.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine. Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brand Dazzle, and Testify Barker. Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.